Right. Welcome to the July 21st, 2020 special meeting of the Black Diamond Planning Commission. Thank you for your attention. At this point, I'd like you to join me in the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, commissioners. All right, our next order of business is, Clerk, could we have the roll call, please, Karina?
Commissioner LeConte?
Present.
Commissioner Jensen?
Present.
Commissioner Butt?
Present.
Commissioner McCain?
Here.
Commissioner Ekberg?
Excuse,
right? Mm-hmm. Commissioner Amber?
Here.
And Commissioner Olson?
Present.
All right. Thank you, commissioners. You should have had in your packet the meeting minutes from our July 7th, 2020 meeting. Commissioners, have you had an opportunity to review those minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. If we're in agreement, I'd like to have a motion to approve those minutes.
I would move to approve those minutes.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes from the July 7th, 2020 meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, commissioners. All right, so there will be no oral public comment at this meeting. Only written comment will be accepted and shall be included with the minutes. Written public comment should be submitted by email to vkincaid@blackdiamondwa.gov by 5 p.m. on July 20th, 2020. Public is asked to include public comment 72120 in the subject line. Public comment should include name and city of commenter. So we're moving to our public hearing, this item number 2 on the agenda. It says the continuation and closure of the public hearing regarding the preliminary docket for the 2020 annual comprehensive plan update. Oral comments were closed on July 7th, 2020, and written comments were left open until 5 p.m. on 7/14/2020. That public hearing is now officially closed. So, thank you very much. We did receive a lot of comment from the public. Of course, we appreciate that. These annual comp plan updates are important, and the public does have, of course, an issue in some of the work that we're doing here, which is always appreciated. Next, we'll move to the unfinished business portion. Barb, would you like to take over from here? You're muted.
Thank you, Chair McCain, and thanks for commissioners for all your hard work preparing for this meeting and for those people that are participating tonight. We held our hearing on the preliminary docket that was basically a staff recommendation, and you heard both oral testimony, you read a lot of written testimony, and in fact, we left the written portion open to make sure that people had ample opportunity another week if they wanted to submit written testimony. So tonight, we postponed doing any deliberation at our last meeting, our July 7 meeting, just to make sure that with all of the comments that you all had time to digest them and think about them before we started this discussion tonight. So I just want to bring us into the mindset that what we're trying to do tonight is formulate a docket. We are not attempting to do any in-depth discussion about potential comprehensive plan amendments, but the subject of the topic of what we should be looking into. This is basically our list for this year. I want to remind everybody that The Growth Management Act allows for cities and counties to amend their comprehensive plans every year annually, and that we have a process for doing that. And so this year, our focus, at least the focus that was prepared in my preliminary recommended docket, is to focus on certification from the Puget Sound Regional Council. The items that appear on the docket that were the subject of the hearing are very specific items that PSRC in their certification report asked us to do for full certification by the end of the year. And so that's really the genesis of what you're looking at, and just a few minor things, you know, kind of additional housekeeping things that, as we discussed, needed to be things that fell through in the formatting when we did our big update, because it was such a big heavy lift on, and we realized that there were a few things, mistakes, basically. We want to correct those. So what I'd like to do to try to help facilitate this discussion tonight is go around, if this is okay with the commissioners, go around the table and basically ask each one of you, after listening and reading and thinking about this, if there are items that jumped out at you. We heard a lot, and we heard a lot of things that are very important comments, good input, but what we really must do tonight is focus on peeling back all of that to look for comments or input received that is specific to amendments. Amendments to the comprehensive plan. Remember, our comprehensive plan, our goals and policies. So were there things other than, I mean, the one thing that obviously jumped out to me was revert the updated map back to 2009. That is something that I think is, we heard many times, that is a proposed amendment that people would like to see. But I would like to know if what were the other things, so that we can have a very focused discussion and try to not get into discussing things that really aren't looking at how we put together a docket in this deliberation. So I, you know, if that sounds okay, an okay way to facilitate this discussion, I'd like to have you do that.
Well, let's see, Commissioner Amber. Okay, so I didn't quite follow that completely. You want to you don't want us to really come up with any specific points that we want to address. You want to just go over a general feeling?
No, let me rephrase that question. And my apologies if that wasn't clear, Commissioner Amber. In all of the testimony that you heard, were there specific items that jumped out to you that where people are asking you to consider this to be on the docket?
Okay. All right, I think I'm clear with that.
Okay. So I don't know, you know, do you want to just go in the order on my list, which Dave, you would be the first commissioner on my list. Are you?
All right.
Okay.
Commissioner Amber, two things that really have stood out are, of course, traffic and housing density. Those are, you know, a lot of people express concerns about, you know, wildlife and, you know, loss of feeling of the small town and all that. But the two big points I take out of all of this right now is traffic and the ability of the area to handle proposed increase in traffic, and the amount of the housing density. Mm-hmm. Those are the two topics that I think are what people are really top of their list.
Mm-hmm. So with the traffic and housing density, did that result in your mind, or were there any, you know, direct ideas about people, what we might consider on the docket for an amendment that's related to traffic and housing density?
Let's see. I don't know if there was so much as actual specifics. I've kind of come to my own conclusion based on all that input and my own feelings on what we can do about density and traffic. I don't know if you want me to pop those two out.
Yeah, I think that might be a good way to approach this, and then we can discuss what Commissioner Amber says and then just go through the line. I think that would help us to stay very focused and make sure that we're ending up tonight with what I hope is a preliminary docket recommendation for council.
Right. Well, one of the things I think would be good to address that would help with traffic and housing density would be if we come up with a something on the docket, I guess, that eliminates residential units of any type from commercial industrial zoning. So we restrict residential units to residential zoned areas. That way we don't have apartments, condominiums, townhomes, duplexes, and any other sort of residential unit going up in community, commercial, and industrial, and potentially neighborhood commercial even. I don't even know if that's possible, but if we can restrict the residential units to residentially zoned areas and no residential units in any commercial areas, I think that would be a big plus.
Commissioner Jensen, is that something that's a possibility now?
Well, what we do have on the docket, I know that it's sort of a, it's probably not as direct as what Commissioner Amber is speaking to, but we do have a docketed item for looking at the land use chapter, chapter 5, reviewing land use designations, goals, policies, and uses for consistency with the vision statement, guiding principles, and general, the goals and policies of the plan. And which in my mind, when we start looking at that, would facilitate a discussion about what uses are appropriate in these different land use designations.
Okay, thank you.
Commissioner LaConte. Some of the building that stuff that's been done at Penn Trail has been beyond the scope of what they originally were supposed to. Do we have any type of control over what they're doing?
Or in the
like the density level that they're working with?
Not in the 10 trails at this time. They are building out under a development agreement and a permit that is vetted for the land use and densities, and so we do not. We, being the city council at this time, cannot go back on their contract or their agreement or revoke the permit, because there's no reason to revoke their permit.
Well, they exceeded their density.
No, they haven't.
Well, okay, I guess.
I don't know.
They made up their own density because that whole area was not listed.
But, and I guess I wanted to try to facilitate and keep us on point. Are you thinking about a comp plan amendment to put on the docket that would, the 10 trails permit, master plan development permit, and the development agreement, are something that is, in my mind, outside of the discussion that we're having tonight. But if I'm wrong, please correct me.
Okay. Well, this thing also is going to, the thing we are discussing is the fact traffic density, and it's already impacting that beyond any good reason. And I did a study of how many miles of feeder road we have in Black Diamond, and it's about 10 and a half miles total. And if you took the number of cars that are in Black Diamond right now without 10 trails that are registered here, they fill up the road bumper to bumper on both lanes, totally. So I don't see how any of the present traffic quote improvements are going to help that.
Chairman McCain here, and you know, I appreciate that comment, Commissioner LaConte, but we have, you know, we have to work under the guiding principle of, we had an engineered traffic plan. Yes, the developer is subject to trigger in those road improvements at a certain build out. And I believe, Ms. Kincaid, are we, they're just not going willy-nilly. They are being tasked at every one of these, I think, divine intersections, because that triggers something that the city is, and or the developer is responsible for. So they've got to be within their guidelines. They're just not building to any extent that they want unpermitted. Is that correct?
Well, yes, because all of these plats have to go to a hearing examiner where they are challenged. And so they have to defend their transportation work. But I just want to, let's go back to the docket if we could. One of the things, so maybe what I'm hoping is that this is going to relate to maybe what Commissioner LaConte is talking about. In the comprehensive plan, so we have two documents. We have the transportation improvement plan, the TIP, which is a 6-year document that programs in the short picture of what improvements are programmed and what kind of funding and what is needed. But then the comprehensive plan, which is where we work, that's the long range plan. That's the 20-year look out. And so that is where we must look at our transportation element, our transportation plans to look for consistency with the building and with the other, the other infrastructure and growth and all that. So in the comprehensive plan, there are map figures at the end of the transportation appendix that shows the planned improvements, and they're broken into improvements from 2015 to 2021 and 2022 to 2035. There's also a big long table that lists these improvements with funding mechanisms. So what I thought was important to put on the docket for this year, and this is because I think that will also get at what the PSRC is looking for, is the, what did I do with my docket document? Sorry about that. There we go. Is I put on the item 4, chapter 7, transportation and appendix, an item where we look at those maps to make sure that the network, the planned network of improvements, is accurate. Because as we know, when a 20-year plan is put into place, the 10 trails development agreement has an implementation schedule. They have specific improvements they have to make that are based on triggers of the number of housing permits that they receive, housing units. So we want to make sure that the location, general location, which, conceptually, these are concept maps, and are as accurate as they can be with those improvement projects and the timeframe for which they would be anticipated. So that is on the docket. I think that That will not, however, get into looking at new transportation traffic counts or modeling work. So I don't know, Commissioner LeConte, if you think that that goes far enough to look at this year's docket in terms of, you know, addressing your concerns and some of the concerns that other folks have raised.
Ultimately, can anything be done to 10 trails traffic impacts and the way they handle them until the development agreement's done with anyways?
Can you ask me that again?
We can't actually change anything or make 10 trails do anything until their development of agreement is up that isn't already in the agreement, correct?
That's correct. An agreement is an agreement.
So we can't really change anything on their end until, I don't know when the agreement is up, but then we can, but
it has with inspiration
the traffic in the city, we can look into and how that's handled.
Mm-hmm.
Commissioner Amber, let's see, weren't one of the things you were asking us about was something you wanted us to come up with, something that we put into some plan that if certain things aren't done by the 10 trails people, then certain permits aren't allowed?
Well, that wasn't quite what that wasn't quite where I probably, maybe I didn't explain this very well, but the PSRC is telling us for full certification we need a contingency plan. So in our comprehensive plan, we rely heavily on funding for these improvements through the development agreement, through the master developer paying for them. PSRC says that is all good and well. I mean, they have an agreement, they have to do this thing, but what happens if they don't? What's your contingency plan? What will the city do if those improvements are not funded by the master developer for whatever reason? How will you fund the improvement projects that are needed now to meet level of service? Yeah, that's gonna be a big lift for this year.
Yeah, typically you would be required, they would have to like bond it essentially. But at this point, you can't make 10 trails put up a bond because their development agreement doesn't include it, right?
Right, so what it is what will the city do? How will the city manage? What will the city do if the 10 trails dissolves, goes, who knows? We have a transportation problem now. Mm-hmm. What will the city do? How will the city fund those improvements? Yeah, that's what we have to look at.
All right, Commissioner Amber. So, but we're not looking at that contingency plan as part of this comp plan tonight, are we?
Yeah, it's on the docket. Okay. It was from, it was from PSRC certification report.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want us to come up with contingency options tonight also?
Oh, no, we're just trying to get that docket so that council will approve it and then bring it back to us. And that's when we roll up our sleeves and get to work.
Commissioner Olson, what happens if we do not get PSRC certification?
Well, if we don't get the full certification, then it impacts our federal dollars to fund transportation improvements. So it's a very, very serious thing. We are on the threshold of competing with larger cities. When we were a small city, we competed for different pots of monies for transportation dollars. So now the money is going to be more competitive. And if we don't have full certification, we won't be eligible for a lot of funds.
And that means that we're going to get money and improve the roads, right?
Yeah, that's what the money would be for. Exactly.
And it wouldn't take place of already allocated developer money, right?
Can you ask that again? I'm sorry.
The TIP 6-year plan, I was looking at it and, you know, people mentioned a lot that they want the developer to pay transportation, right? Well, I added it up and they do, in this plan, pay 69% of the bill, right? And the local city funds has 2%. So I guess my question is, if we do get PSRC, I'll get the initials mixed up, but you know what I mean, yeah. Certification, and we receive those funding, does it deduct or does it reduce the developer's amount that they're already going to pay?
No, that's a really good question. So what we're, so that that agreement, you know, what they have to pay is what they have to pay. And part of that agreement is the city has to go after its pro rata share by collecting through new developers, because you cannot by law force all of the payment to improve a system that's already got problems. You can't make people pay to fix something that's already broken. You can make them pay for what they break. So that's where the city has to come up with funding already. And we have concurrency ordinance for new development that comes in. We have to collect monies. So we're finding ways to collect from other developers to bring that level of money up to be able to fully fund those projects.
And then also the six points on the plan, on the docket, right? Those are the ones that will get us a certification, right? And that's why they're on the docket?
Yes, I hope so. I hope it will. Yes, that's right. That's what they lifted. I lifted almost everything really from the from their certification report. I mean, I worded things a little differently in some ways, but yes, that's what this docket contains primarily.
So then, since this is actually important to do and it actually solves a lot of the issues with the, well, not a lot of the, a lot of the public comment was transportation, we should probably make this a priority for tonight's meeting with these 6 points and go over those.
Well, I would still think that we might want to make sure that there's something that you all feel after hearing the public comments that needs to be added.
So we don't need to separate the two. We can,
no.
Okay.
No, I think we need to look at what's here in terms of is, I think we really decided that we thought that what was on my recommended docket should stay. And I think what we really need to talk about, what else should go on there based on the public input.
Commissioner LoConte, how many units are there? 10 trails was supposed to be 850 housing units originally.
Boy, you know, I don't do the MPD work. And so I'm in this talk, I'll do my best, but maybe if you tell me what it is that, what the question is.
If there was responsible for improvements with 850 units, how many do they have now? What's their number of individual housing units?
I don't know that number of how many houses have been built and or how many numbers of permits. I mean,
housing and apartments.
Yeah, I could get that for you, but I guess I have to ask you, why is that? How is that relevant?
Part of your funding. I mean, if they were responsible for a certain amount for road improvement based on their housing input, because they're, some of the routes that were going in were dependent on what the traffic impact from them was.
Well, I can say that they've hit the trigger to fix the first trigger, which is to fix the 169 Roberts Road intersection, if that helps you. And that was around 300 something.
And point of order to Chairman McCain, and I think it's so hard. It's always been hard to discuss the 10 trails with the rest of the comp plan that the city has to abide by. It is a constant point of confusion, and Commissioner LoConte, I certainly understand your question, but I think that Ms. Kincaid, it's going to be better for us not to kind of guess the development agreement structure, because if we don't know for certain, and I think for the planning commissioners, you know, we have to look at these issues separately, and it's very hard because we all know, we live in Black Diamond, most of us, that driving from Maple Valley through to Black Diamond is a continuous, we're passing all sorts of things. But the development agreement, we have no way to intersect with that right now. And it calls for specific improvements to be triggered at certain levels. But if we're not 100% sure, I don't know that it's helpful to talk about the development agreement and with the recommendations here that we're trying to make to get okay with the PSRC. If we want to make sure one thing that we do that will mitigate traffic on the negative side is to not get our comp plan amendment into the PSRC, because then we miss the funding for the traffic. That's the biggest concern of the public too. So I know it's difficult, and it seems like it's a situation that has several layers to it, but I think it's gonna be wise for us not to talk about that development agreement if we don't know exactly what we're talking about, and that's not your area of purview. Is that correct?
Well,
not really, because if
excuse me, Commissioner,
if they have not obeyed the rules, then that's the precedent for somebody else disobeying the rules further down the line. It does affect what the existing plan is.
Well, okay, so we don't know, Commissioner LaConte, we have to be very careful that we're not speaking out of the factual realm here. I don't know, and I think the insinuation that there's something evil or devious or unlawful going on is very hurtful to the city. It's hurtful to the Planning Commission. I mean, I think that would be a conversation to be better had with different people other than Ms. Kincaid. Now, in all fairness, let's keep kind of our opinions a little bit separate if we could. And you know, what do you say about that, Barb? Or is there just...
Well, I do want to just say, and I appreciate the conversation we're having, because it's a tough one. And it goes, I mean, we keep having it and we keep running into the wall. But I do want to say one thing is that the multi-layer comment was a good comment, because if you could envision that cities do not do their comprehensive planning just in isolation. We do our comprehensive plans. We forward those to the state agency, Department of Commerce, and we forward it to Puget Sound Regional Council, who is the designated agency for looking at consistency with local comprehensive plans with the regional transportation planning that's being done. And so our comprehensive plan acknowledged all of the growth and the numbers and what the improvements were going to be. And so PSRC did not come back to us and say, whoa, this is terrible. They had a few suggestions that they asked us. So I think that consistency should be recognized, that we're not just all just spinning out of control in our own little world here in Black Diamond in terms of transportation. And as you know, it's a regional problem. And I guess I just would like to say that. I mean, that it's terrible, but, and we are going to do what we can do to do our part within our city. And we're going to work collaboratively with the regional programming and with our neighboring cities and with the county. But I don't think that has a lot, it's not particularly helpful for us to get so far off track that we can't focus on the job tonight, which is the docket, the preliminary docket.
Commissioner Amber, another thing came up that I'd like to see on the docket, is small town rural feel. And in the MPD, it lists all the different housing styles that were supposed to be included in the MPD, cottages, big houses, little houses, medium houses, apartments, back when we were discussing this before the master plan development got approved, it was my understanding that the neighborhoods would be a mixture of all of those. And I went through the master plan development agreement, and the wording was rather vague. It said all those housing styles had to be in a cluster. And my vision of a cluster was much smaller than what the city is currently considering a cluster. And I don't even know if the city's considering 10 trails a cluster, because I'd like to define cluster so that we do not have this segregated housing blocks that are currently going up at 10 trails. That is nowhere near a rural development. I mean, it's I would like us to define what we mean by cluster. I think it should be much smaller, something along the lines of if you're going to develop, and we could discuss the number of houses that, I mean, I'm thinking something as small as if you're going to develop a property with 5 houses on it, say an acre, I don't know what is it, 5 houses per acre or whatever the zoning is, but or 8 houses per acre.
4 and 6. We've got 4, 6, and 8.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's say 6. You're going to put 6 houses on an acre. That would be a cluster. And you should have the different housing styles in that cluster. Something like Morgantown, you go through those old streets. People have bought the old cottages and put up a new house on it. And next door will be an old cottage still. And across the street will be, you know, just a rambler. And there'll be a split level over here.
Where it's your position on that? Good, bad?
Well, that I'm okay with.
Okay.
What they're doing at 10 Trails is not my idea of a rural cluster of housing. I mean, they've got the gigantic blocks of houses for all those people, and they've got the little tiny houses for those people in separate neighborhoods. It was supposed to be mixed. It was supposed to be a mix, so it wasn't these obnoxious looking blocks of similar houses. They were supposed to be different house styles mixed together, and that is not what the currently going in out there. So I think we need to specifically come to an agreement, or a not an agreement, but we need to come to a definition of cluster.
Chairman McCain here, just if I can add a moment. So remember, Commissioner Amber, we have no jurisdiction over the development agreement. We cannot change a thing that's been agreed to there. And just so you know, there are single family homes there. There are what they call duets, which are a super cool, like a hybrid condominium with an attached wall. There are cottage style homes with a rear load garage. There are several different housing types over there that are being portrayed as, my impression, I followed the development agreements too, that there is a nice variety of home styles over there. Unless you've been through there, it doesn't look that way from the street. But if you go through there, there are a lot of housing choices. But again, commissioners, we're not going to weigh in. We cannot weigh in on the development agreement. All we can do is work on what we're going to try to do is get the items that are most concerning to council, because council will decide unanimously. Well, they'll decide what their top issues are going to be. It'll come back to us for deliberation, but we cannot do anything about the development agreement.
Commissioner Amber, we can define what we mean by cluster so that this doesn't happen again.
Well, so let me reiterate. So when we've talked about cluster over the last 6 years that I've been here, Commissioner Amber, we've talked about cluster development as it has to do with the natural habitat, with wetlands. So, and a big acreage pieces, we've talked about clustering in the sense of the TDR. So what do you really mean about clustering?
The different house styles in the MPD, it says, the different house styles will be in this cluster. And let's say somebody's got 20 acres, and I don't know how many houses you could put on 20 acres. I guess maximum is 8 units per acre. So you could get easily 20 houses on 8 acres. Do you want those 20 houses all to be split level mirror images of each other, or do you want them to be a mixture of ramblers, two stories, going forward? This is not, and since the MPD is not really defined cluster, it's just a vague word. That's up for somebody else to determine.
Well, but, remember, Commissioner Amber, we have no purview over the MPD. None.
I think it's already technically, from what Barb said, it's on the docket, because we're going to review the R4, R6, and all the zonings and what pertains to them. And this sounds more like a design criteria, I guess it would be, right, which is something that was already going to be on the docket, because we're going to review those zonings and things that pertain to them, so we could, during our discussion, since it's already on the docket, we can talk about what design or look, or if you have more than 50 homes, you can't have, I don't know, whatever, however we want to call it, but it's something we can talk to about down the line, because we already have that on the docket to look at the design and stuff of each zone.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And the text, the description that we have for the land use designations right now, I don't think are very clear about our intention for how we want these areas to look and develop. And I do think that Commissioner Budd is correct. That would be part of that discussion about that is on the docket, about these details that we can really flesh out the, you know, R4, R6, MDR8, you know, and remember, once we get the other part of this is, once we get these goals and policies, it's the policies firmed up, we move then into the regulation side. The regulation side is incredibly important. We need to do some many updates to our code to actually implement. But until we get really good policies that we all understand about these areas, it makes it difficult to write the ordinances. So I think we're already queued up with the way the docket's written to have that discussion, Commissioner Amber.
All right, Commissioner Amber. Yeah, okay. As long as that's on the docket, I'm fine with that.
Commissioner Jensen, I think it's important, and it's been mentioned a number of different ways, but I think it's really important that we keep our focus ahead and on the job that we have in front of us, and not be distracted by looking backwards or being frustrated or whatever by what's going on in Ten Trails, whether we like it or don't like it or understand it or don't understand it. I think there are some lessons that we can learn there. We can look at that and say, all right, this is a good example of clustering, or this is a bad example, or whatever. But, we've mentioned a couple of times, we can't unring the bell, so to speak, with Ten Trails. And I think that probably if we really examine that, you know, they went through lots of steps. That didn't happen in a vacuum. And so I really think that, you know, all of us have more to do with our time than to spend countless hours debating about, you know, what or wasn't done somewhere else. But we really need to spend our energy making sure that we do it right in looking at this docket and the information that's on the docket, and taking care of that, and not letting ourselves constantly being distracted by stuff that we don't have any control over.
Commissioner Amber, yeah, I agree. We're just drawing from past experience to look forward. At least I am, on saying, you know, this is in regard to the clustering. This is just, you know, something that I'd like to see addressed going forward for future developments, based on what happened in the past. Mm-hmm. So, and Barb said it's on the docket, so I'm fine with that.
I have one thing that's kind of been on my mind. I don't know how it would go on the docket, but there really isn't any plan for the city to have any sort of like bigger community center or development of the park or anything like that. And right now the only little parks going in are in 10 trails, but I think the city needs to have a plan in place because they do have a lot of park land. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's getting a park fee for development on everything else or every new house or whatever, and getting a little bit of money set aside, or I don't know how that could go into the long-term plan, but maybe a five-year plan to look at development of the parks to get stuff, something for kids to do in Black Diamond that isn't inside 10 trails, or just development of the parks and stuff for people to get out and do, or maybe develop more of the trails or accesses, or I don't know. It's good to have outdoor activities for kids in a city, and I think we should have a plan for it.
Yes, and mobility is another thing, and health, the public health part of this. This was all part of the changes that Commerce, the Growth Management Act, wanted to see in our update. And so we started developing broad goals and policies for getting our park plan up to date. We do have a park plan that's out of date. And so if you dig into that chapter, the capital facility, well, it's park, sorry, it's the chapter with park trails, recreation, and open space. You will see where we have good goals and policies in place now in the plan to get moving on the work that needs to be done. And the first step that needs to be done is to update our park plan. And then once you update the park plan, you come out with, you know, the inventories of what you have and what you don't have and what you need, levels of service, all of that gets defined in a park plan, and the funding mechanisms. That is actually part of the comprehensive plan, our general comprehensive plan that we're talking about tonight. And then that goes into further discussion about how do you come up with that money. So that's queued up, and we actually already in our 2015 update that we adopted in 2019, we set the stage for doing that work.
Okay.
Everything takes so much time. I mean, that's the problem. It's like all of this process, but it's in process.
Okay. Ms. Kincaid, I have a question. So regarding the park issue, is the regional park part of the discussion, the regional park that we have on the Lake Sawyer Road? What is that, a 50 acre park?
91 acres, I think.
Oh, 91 acres. Well, indeed, I think that's the spot, Weston, right there. It's a great spot, but there has been discussion about who's going to pay for what, of course. But something that I heard from my neighbors, as well as in some of the public testimony, is that park really is inaccessible if you're like over 50. And, you know, it's a good quarter to a half mile walk from the parking area into the place that you could picnic. And it's really not suitable for the ADA part. And I think docket item number one, can we all agree that the PSRC has suggested that we make sure that equal access is available under Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act, that we can pass that on as a recommendation for the docket to be looked at?
I would agree.
Okay. Any other opinions out there?
Are there any other, I was going to kind of ask, are there any other, back to sort of the way we started this discussion, anything else that any of you read or heard that you feel is missing from this docket?
Well, Chairman McCain, I don't mean to cut you off, Barb, but if we can get a kind of an agreement on number one, I don't know if everybody's looking at their comp plan docket right now, but if we just have kind of a general yay nay of the commissioners, if we're okay with getting that one moved forward. Anybody want to chime in an opinion on this item number one?
Seems
like we have agreement,
and it might be to move all of them forward, right?
I thought
that's where we're getting. But I think we've seen most in agreement with looking at the park plan and seeing how we can do a better job of that is something that we can recommend to council by passing this docket item forward. Agree?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're looking for a vote, right? So that's what we're basically asking. So I'd like to make a motion to move the July 7th document we have here, the 2020 preliminary comprehensive plan docket, and we have to recommend that to council. Is that the proper terminology, Barb?
Well, it is, but are you really through deliberating? That's my question. Do you feel that you have all deliberated enough about the public comment and the input? That is there anything that you wish to add before you make that motion?
Well, is everybody looking at the docket right now?
I am trying to find it again.
Commissioner McCain here, and I appreciate Commissioner Olson, your ability to move a motion forward. But I was looking just.
Well, let's get to business. You know what it's about.
Right on. I was just looking for a general agreement on this item number one, because I think, you know, we can kind of solve most of these. We are in agreement. The tough ones, we're not. At that point in time, I think we could entertain a motion to move it forward. But if I could just get a consensus on item number one.
So a motion for each item, is that what you're saying?
I've just shared my screen so that.
Okay, good.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I almost see it'd be better if, is there anyone on here that anyone disagrees with? It shouldn't be on the docket. I think we should just go that route. I don't see any one of these that's a big issue that needs to be removed from the docket.
And when we began our meeting tonight, Ms. Kincaid was looking for things that, you know, stood out for commissioners that they'd want to add to this.
Yes.
But if we can have a general agreement that this docket in its essence is reasonable to pass to the council, you know, of course, we may need more discussion, but it seems like this is a reasonable list to move forward unless anybody wants to make any additions.
I would just say based on the goal, which is to receive certification, and these are the major bullet points of that goal, this is kind of what we need to look at. There obviously are other things that were talked about, and we can keep talking about those, right? But in terms of what we need to do, and that's important, that will provide the transportation dollars, I think these items are the ones we have to focus on. And it didn't sound like there was any additions. It sounded like Dave was satisfied. I didn't hear anybody else want anything added. I don't know if I'm wrong.
Looks like a pretty good assignment to me.
Yeah.
Commissioner Amber. Commissioner Amber, is this, so this is this can't be the docket that we're looking to give to the city council for approval.
It is. I mean, this is the rough draft of it. Now tonight we want to make any changes to it. And if the commission is able to do that tonight, we would be making a final preliminary, a decision on what to forward to the council for their docket to consider.
Okay, so this is just this is the rough outline. This isn't anything, nothing specific.
Well, this is in the docketing process. That's right. We're starting with the themes. These are the topics that we need to explore this year that we maybe need to amend in the comp plan this year. So no, these are not, and then that comes back to you, the list comes back to you, and that's when you really begin to dive into the work to do these amendments. That's where you get into the details. Is that what you're asking?
I think so.
Yeah, this is just a kind of an overview of bullet points, and then we'll get specifics back to city council that'll be specific changes later.
Exactly. Yep. If they say, yep, this is a good work plan, this is a good list, go for it, guys, then we will start doing the detailed work, you know, drafting the words that we will propose be changed, the actual words.
Commissioner LaConte. So this is just a rough draft, not necessarily complete.
Well, we're hoping to get to a complete docket, the list of the things that we're going to change this year.
This is the table of contents.
Item five.
Pardon?
And not much detail on item five.
Well, I actually noticed a typo. I have two fives.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that awful? So really, the second five that should be a six is very general. And that is because what PSRC has said is you need to go back and look at the differences between your what you've adopted for growth and what your targets are supposed to be. But PSRC, as well as the Department of Commerce, recognizes that we are so out of whack because of the MPD that happened years ago. They now know that we need to look at, and when I say all plan chapters, it's because every single chapter needs to be consistent within the plan. So starting with the land use and the transportation, we're gonna wanna look through the goals and policies, do a really good comprehensive look through the whole plan for, do we find some goals and policies that maybe are not gonna help us get aligned with the growth targets, or are there goals or policies we could put in? And I've brought it up before. I mean, one thing just to throw out there as a wild card is like, well, maybe we don't wanna have an MPD in our comp plan. If you know, you're hearing loud and clear, nobody wants another master plan development, why do we have that option in our comp plan? Those are the kinds of discussions that I want us to have throughout the amendment work that we're doing.
And Chairman McCain, I think this is great, this chapter five, the capital facilities, we have not discussed any of that. And I think though, it makes sense to have the water and sewer plan updated for, you know, the new people who are loading that system. And when we make it this, when we pass this docket up to council will be able to direct us whether to do a deep dive or not on that issue. And we'll have people from the city to come in and bring us up to speed on those things, correct?
Yeah, you won't be doing the deep dive on the water and sewer plan. What this item is that every, there's periodic updates to these functional plans, to the city's water plan and sewer plan that are required to happen. And that the comprehensive plan is always supposed to be adopting the newest version. And we haven't done that. So
all right.
Not that you have to understand the city's water or sewer comprehensive plan. We just need to make sure that we're incorporating and that Chapter 8, Capital Facilities Goals and Policies are aligned with those plans.
Great, thank you, that makes sense to me.
Commissioner Amber, let's see, so you want us to recommend adopting the updated comprehensive water and sewer plan, but then make changes to text as needed. Is that just typographical errors or do you mean policies?
Policies in our plan, goals and policies in our comp plan. And I'm sorry, that was not worded very well. You're right. And I should have said and make changes to the text in our in the land use plan, the general plan as needed.
I don't recall exactly going over the comprehensive water and sewer plan to recommend adopting them.
No, you didn't. And you won't go over those. What you will do is, we need to adopt them and incorporate them by reference, the updated ones. But then we also need to make sure our staff needs to make sure that we are Public Works and Community Development is doing a look to see if our comprehensive goals and policies, if there's anything that's out of line with these newly adopted water and sewer plans.
But without having looked at them, how do we recommend adopting them? I mean, we don't know what's in them.
Well, you could look at them. I mean, we'll have a, there's usually like almost like an overview chapter in these plans. you can certainly look at them, or you could just let staff talk about what's in those plans. And they are not as, you know, water and sewer plans are extremely, they're based in technical quantification. There's not a quality aspect to them. It's, these are how many pipes we have in the ground. This is the size of the pipes. This is how much, you know, and this is how many people they serve, and this is where they serve, and here's a map of that. So what we need to do is say, is our land use consistent with where those services exist, basically? And I'm sure that they do, but we still need to look at that. And so I would, you know, we could give you a real high level summary, but I would not anticipate or expect you to want to go through the water or sewer plan.
Chairman McCain, just a point of clarification, but this, we're suggesting this docket item be considered by council. They will have the appropriate people weigh in, and this list that was generated by the PSRC is a list of things that they want to see in our update, and other people, staff, will be providing this information.
Yeah, and we can do a workshop. I mean, we'll be doing multiple workshops. So to the level of detail, I mean, I understand what Commissioner Amber is saying. You need to have some contextual understanding about what's in these plans to be able to understand when we bring to you, like, well, we just found that we have a, you know, we have an area where we have it, you know, the land use is for higher density, but oh, guess what? We're not serving that very well with water or sewer. Then obviously, that's something that we, this is just an example. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't believe we have anything like that, but just to try to contextualize it for you, those are the kinds of higher level discussions that you would be having about the water and sewer plan and its consistency with our comprehensive plan.
Great. So Ms. Kincaid, so tonight, if we do the small thing of renumbering your docket items, this will be moved forward to council. How long does council have to send this back to us for us to finish our work?
Well, so if you make a recommendation this evening on a docket, I would put it onto the city council's agenda for, we probably wouldn't be able to get it on until their first August meeting, August 6th. Mm-hmm. And then council, they get to decide whether or not they want to just accept your recommendation or change your recommendation. If they change it significantly, they would likely want to have another hearing. If they felt that this list was needed a lot more work, then they would likely want to have a hearing.
The likelihood of that happening is probably small because we haven't recreated this list. This list came to us, and so
right,
that's not a likely option.
Right, and so then they would, you know, if they approve this, then it comes back to you immediately. And so I would like, you know, I hopefully, because the year goes so fast, that we could have, you know, your first meeting in August. Certainly by September, we would be working on the details of these items.
And the Chairman McCain, and just
gives us 2 months, basically, not very much time.
Right, and we need, when is this due back to the PSRC?
The end of the year, December 31st. So then we're gonna need to get this work done quickly, get it back to City Council for them to make their final decision. And that needs to take place before the end of the year. So that's why I've been telling you, like, I really think we need to stay focused and take on what is feasible to do. There were a lot of good suggestions and input for things that need to be done. And those are certainly will be on work programs for next year. But this year, I think we really need to just focus on that certification work.
What would happen if you have to change this? You said it's in a rough form, and is that going to be able to be done in time after the August commissioners meeting?
Well, I feel like I'm just not explaining this very well, and I'm trying to think. So this is not, you could tell me to fix my typo on number 5. This could be your transmittal. This could be your recommendation that goes to council. Council, this is our list of docketed items for to work on this year on the amendment.
So what if they happen to say, well, that one's too vague, like you said, the number 6.
If they decide that they want to make changes to it, then, you know, or hold another hearing, then of course that delays everything. But is that, I want to make sure, I don't know if I understood your question well enough.
You said the last part of it was not complete. You said earlier.
Well, this is my complete idea about what should go to council, and you're talking about whether or not you think this is good as is, or whether or not
you implied a statement that it wasn't complete. It may have been miswording, but.
Oh, it may have been. I think what we were talking about was the actual amendments themselves when we were getting into that discussion about the actual amendment work. I think what we were talking about it is this is the list of things to look at. This is not the complete, because somebody raised the question, my gosh, is that all there is? And then we have these amendments. So I was like, no, these are the topics. That I think Commissioner Olson said it very nicely when he said this is the table of contents.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think it's adequate. I think it covers the points, and I don't see any advantages to dealing with what ifs, because we'll deal with those when they might arise. So I'm not sure if I could, phrase this as well as Commissioner Olson, but I would like to move that we present this to the City Council for their approval so we can start work on it.
Seconded.
Okay. What am I trying to do here? So we've had a motion on the floor to pass through the July 7th, 2020 public hearing, or the 2020 preliminary comprehensive plan docket to City Council.
It's before we vote, can we just make sure we do change that to 6?
Oh.
Yes.
All right. Can we restate the motion?
Yes, and with that motion, with the addition of changing the second number 5 to number 6.
I second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to pass this docket information forward with that small minor change. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
I'm sorry?
I'm not 100% positive on this.
Is that a nay?
Okay, instead of aye, it would be a nay.
All right, so it's been, so the yeas have it, this document will be passed through. Thank you, commissioners, I appreciate all of your attention. And we will move this over to council and wait for their information to come back to us. All right. Thanks, commissioners. Do we have any other community development department information, Ms. Kincaid?
Not this evening, Chair McCain.
All right. Well, hearing none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
All right. A second?
Yep.
It's been moved and oh, we may have to restate that for the clerk. Who made the Mr. Commissioner Olson, you made the motion?
No, I seconded it.
You seconded it. Who made the motion?
I made the motion, Commissioner Butt.
Weston. All right. Thank you so much. All right. It's been all
vote.
I'm sorry.
Vote.
Yes, I was just kidding. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you, commissioners.